The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
Now, here's a headline. I'm not trying to be sensationalistic. I'm not trying to be a fearmonger by any means. But here's a headline that should concern us here in America. Anti-Christian violence, attacks on churches in Europe at all-time high in 2019. Now, I'll tell you why that should concern us. You say, well, that's in Europe. Well, I'll tell you why it should concern us. But first, I got to thank James. James just called 800-999-7408. James, God bless you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, James, for your call. And because of your generous gift, about approximately 20 babies are going to be saved from abortion. James, I hope you're listening. Your gift will save approximately 20 babies from abortion. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We're about $1,700 away from our goal now. That's all, $1,700 away from our goal. It's been a good day. It has been such a good day. Many of you have called already, and I thank you. I just thank God for you. And what a day, Sanctity of Life Day. On Sanctity of Life Day, our listeners are stepping up and supporting the single most effective way to fight abortion in America, and that's Heartbeat International. And that's not just, and again, as I said earlier, I'm not dealing with emotion and hysteria. I'm giving you facts. I can prove it. It's measurable. Heartbeat International and their network of pregnancy centers around America are actually saving more babies' lives from abortion than any other single ministry, method, manner in America. And the option line is connecting all of these pregnancies. Okay, I'm going to get to this European story. I am. But I got a story here from Texas. It's written by Leanne Jameson, who is the director of a wonderful pregnancy center in Texas. And get this. Headline. 90% of our clients chose life in 2019. This particularly pregnancy center, this is just one. They see approximately 40 clients every single day. It's a big center. Prestonwood Pregnancy Center. 40 clients during a day, and 90% of them choose life. Now, how do many women find out about the Prestonwood Pregnancy Center where 90% of the clients choose life? Well, it's in Texas, but you see, the option line is nationwide. There are over 125,000 different ways that people can access Option Line, how they can find it on the internet. 125,000 different ways. Call comes into Option Line. Hey, I got news, probably, and I'm not positive on this, but this pregnancy center in Texas, I would venture to say there is very, very little chance that they have a 24-hour call line at that pregnancy center, because most pregnancy centers can't afford it. And that's why Option Line is so important. So some woman in Texas at 3 o'clock in the morning wants to call Prestonwood Pregnancy Center. There's nobody there. But they can call Option Line. And that lady doesn't know, that woman doesn't know that she's calling Columbus, Ohio and Heartbeat International. She doesn't know where they are. But a trained professional will talk to that woman in Texas and say, hey, you know what? I can schedule an appointment for you tomorrow morning at a wonderful pregnancy center that's very close to your house. That's the beauty of Option Line. They tie all of these pregnancy centers all over America together, and they save lives. So James is the latest hero. God bless you, James. We're a little over $1,700 away from our goal. Folks, we can do it. I know we can do it. I know we can do it today. $1,700. How much of that would you, could you take? 800-999-7408. 800-999-7408. Who will be the next on this Sanctity of Life Day? Who will be next to, honestly, save some babies? 800-999-7408. Headline, anti-Christian violence attacks on churches in Europe at all-time high. Here's the story. Attacks against Christian churches in Europe reach record highs in 2019 as hostility and vandalism against churches, Christian schools, and monuments sweep the continent. Earlier this month, the Gatestone Institute International Policy Council published its research of anti-Christian violence after having reviewed hundreds of news reports, parliamentary inquiries, and police blotters, and found that approximately 3,000 acts of vandalism, looting, and defacement occurred last year, incidents routinely obscured by the media. Now, here's where it gets interesting. I'm quoting from the report. Violence against Christian sites is most widespread in France, where churches, schools, cemeteries, and monuments are being vandalized, desecrated, and burned at an average rate of 3 per day, according to government statistics. In Germany, attacks against Christian churches are occurring at an average rate of 2 per day, according to police blotters. Mm-hmm. In France and Germany, here's what I want you to hear. In France and Germany, the spike in anti-Christian attacks dovetails with the recent mass immigration from the Muslim world. Can I read that again? France and Germany have swung open their borders to Muslim immigrants. Now, whenever we deal with this, I try to do it in a balanced way. Most Muslims are not violent. Most Muslims are not radical. But many of those that are coming from these radical countries are. Can I read that again? In France and Germany, the spike in anti-Christian attacks dovetails with a recent mass immigration from the Muslim world. Muslim immigration is a genuine concern concerning Christian liberty. May I state what I have stated literally hundreds of times? Most Muslims are not violent, but there is not one single Muslim majority country on planet Earth where there is religious freedom and liberty. Not one. When Islam becomes the majority, religious freedom dies. And that is a fact. Quote, in July, the International Monument to the Protestant Reformation in Geneva, Switzerland, which is also called the Reformation Wall, was defaced, etc., etc. Now, the other dangers in Europe, radical Muslims radical feminists and radical LGBTQ activists. Those are the reasons for the increased violence. Number one, Muslims. Number two, radical feminists. Number three, radical LGBTQ activists. All of those should be of concern to us here in America. We as Christians have to deal with this delicately. Our first concern is that people would know Christ as Savior. And if Muslims are coming here to America, we need to make every effort to get the gospel to them. That's our privilege. It's also our responsibility. That should be our first concern. Not that we drive them out of the country. Our first concern is that they would know Jesus. But then we also must be aware, as the Muslim population increases, the threats against liberty also increase.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
Oh, I got another hero. Oh, boy, do I have another hero. Bruce. Bruce just called 800-999-7408. And what Bruce did, he wanted to give a certain amount. And it's a good, generous amount. He wanted to give a certain amount, but he didn't have it on hand right now. And so he made a monthly pledge. Well, Bruce, God bless you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Bruce. God bless you. You know, you might want to do the same. You might really want to give $500, $600, or maybe $1,000 or even $1,500, but you can't give it right now. But you could give $50 a month, or you give $60, or who knows, maybe even $100 a month. Well, you can still do that, 800-999-7408. 800-999-7408. 800-999-7408. If you want to make a monthly pledge, that's wonderful. Go right ahead. Now, we're now $1,200 away from our goal. That's it, just $1,200 away from our goal. To be really honest, yesterday it looked like it was going to be impossible to reach our goal. Now, I knew it wasn't, but it sure looked that way. But my, what a difference a day makes. You folks have been so generous today. We're now $1,200 away. That's it. 800-999-7408, or you can go online at thewordcolumbus.com. thewordcolumbus.com. Click on Heartbeat International. Or call 800-999-7408. Finally, we're seeing a little bit of common sense rising up with this whole transgender nonsense. And I don't want to say nonsense in that it's not important, because it is very, very important. I say it's nonsense because it's this huge topic and there's no scientific evidence that it exists. I keep saying that. There is no scientific evidence that transgenderism exists. Sexual dysphoria, yes. Which simply means someone is confused about their gender, their sexuality, and treatment is therapy, not surgery. And yet the world has gone crazy in accepting something that is absolutely not scientific. For instance, I have an article in my hand. It's 6 pages long from CNN. Headline, this year, at least 6 states are trying to restrict transgender kids from getting gender reassignment treatments. Well, that's a good thing, right? Gender reassignment? Kids? That's child abuse. Listen, a child that is 10 or 11 or 12 or 14 or 15 years old is not old enough, does not have the maturity to make a decision that will impact the rest of their life. Anybody with a lick of common sense knows that. You don't allow a 12-year-old kid make a decision, an irreversible decision, that will change the rest of their life. Nobody in their right mind would do that unless you're part of the secular psychological community and the far liberal left. So the CNN story does not portray this effort by 6 states to restrict transgender kids from getting gender reassignment when they're minors. CNN thinks it's terrible. This is extreme. Quote, state lawmakers can't stop fighting about the rights of their transgender citizens. But they've never weighed restrictions to transgender health care that are this extreme. No. It is not extreme to make it illegal to do sexual reassignment surgery on a minor. It's not illegal, it is not extreme to make that illegal. What is extreme is to do it. 6 pages. CNN says this is wrong. These poor kids are not going to be able to get their surgery. And then it's because of those nasty Republicans. Yeah, that's what the article says. It's those conservatives. It's those Republicans. And then over on page 4, this has consequences for trans kids, it says. Let me read this real quick. The reason these bills that are being considered right now are so harmful is that they completely remove the possibility of trans youth from getting the care that they need. No. It keeps them from getting life-changing surgery when they're not old enough to make that decision. This is insane. This is absolutely insane, but praise God, 6 states across America have legislatures that have enough common sense to say, you know what, we're not going to allow this to happen in our state. We are not going to allow minors, children, to be abused by the secular medical psychological community. Good for them.